Radio for ABC Radio.
Your local.
ABC Radio Brisbane. Show us why you love where you live.
How are you going to keep cool today? Brisbane, we are on the cusp of a heat wave. Temperatures to hit at least the mid-30s for the next 5 days. Saturday looks to be the peak. And that is enough for the Weather Bureau to trigger its severe to extreme heat wave warning on its forecasts. What does that mean for your health? Dr. Liz Hanna is from the Climate and Health Alliance and an expert on heat illness. Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
How is a heat wave different to a couple of hot summer days in a row?
It basically sort of exacerbates the stress on the human body when you can't actually rest and cool down. And so what we find is that as the heat warms up, the heat deaths and people who, you know, flock into emergency, accident and emergency, that really spikes up, definitely after a few days of hot weather.
Right. Did you say heat deaths, as in fatalities from heat?
Oh, yes. Yes. And I think one of the important things is that a lot of people think that it's only the very young and the very old. And people seem to forget that this can affect everyone in the community. I mean, school children, 18-year-olds, people out exercising. And so essentially everyone is at risk when the severe heat comes.
And some people revel in it. I mean, I saw a woman jogging yesterday at about 1 o'clock. I mean, good on her for being that fit, but gee, it was a hot day yesterday. Do you think you should avoid actually exercising at the peak of the heat of the day?
Personally, yes, of course. The fact that that person was doing it, they're stressing themselves. But the interesting thing is that to gain acclimatization, which is a really complex physiological response to heat, that actually only kicks in once you've been exposed to heat. And the other curious thing is that your defense mechanisms are better if you have good cardiorespiratory fitness. So people who are, because it's heart strain, in many respects, is a real determinant of people becoming ill and succumbing to heat.
Right. So heat stress actually makes your heart work harder, does it?
Yes, because your heart has to pump harder because as you dilate, as you know, like when your fingers are very cold in cold weather and your fingers are very hot, that's because your blood vessels have all opened up, and so your heart has to push a lot harder and beat a lot faster to spread the blood around. If your heart is weak, then you can go into heart failure.
So aside from not jogging at midday, what else can you do to kind of mitigate that in terms of, I don't know, whether it's fluids or are there specific things you should be doing during a heat wave?
During a heat wave is being informed, I think, is one of the main things, and recognising it so that you can actually make some sensible decisions and plan your day as to, you know, if you do want to go out for a jog or you do have to, you know, mow the lawns or do something, then do it in the cooler part of the day, or reschedule things to another day if you can. But also make sure that you carry lots of water with you and you don't get left short. And you need to drink a lot. And one of the things, those electrolyte fluids, they're good to have, one of those every few bottles of water to replace that you lose if you are sweating a lot, if you're active.
I guess one of the other good pieces of advice around, you know, any kind of intense weather event or natural disaster is to always check on those in your family as well, particularly older people who are, you know, may not be inclined to switch on the aircon or keep the fan running all day. Liz, are we likely to get more heat waves because of climate change?
Oh, absolutely. The trend and the data has shown that we're having 5 times more extreme heat days than extreme cold days. And so the trends are really strong, and this is not only in Australia but all over the world. And because Australia is already hot, this means that we're sort of ahead of the pack in terms of our exposure to heat waves. So Australia really has to get very sensible about understanding heat and protecting ourselves and probably changing things like, you know, expectations that people should continue working out in the heat. And sort of being a little bit more flexible so that, because we don't really want productivity to stop, but we can't risk people, you know, we can't risk health. So there's a few things that we need to change because we're going to get a lot more heat.
Liz, great to have your advice this morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Okay, all the best and stay cool.
We'll try. Dr. Liz Hanna from the Climate and Health Alliance. 5 days of 35-degree-plus weather heading to Brisbane. Keep calm. Keep cool. You know what to do.